I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Philip Puccio is a student at Chatham High School. He's on the school swim team as well as a club swim team. He's what some people refer to as a gamer.
I believe in playing video games. I won't deny it. I'm a huge nerd. I play video games a lot on weekends with my friends. On Fridays, I go to my friend's house with a bunch of other people, and when we play the same game for many hours, we never get bored, and we always have a fun time. If not for playing games, I would not have the same friends as I do today. I moved here from New York in the fourth grade. The first friend I had here introduced himself to me because I was wearing the same shirt for his favorite game. If not for that, I wouldn't be the same person, and I would not have the same friends as I do today. Even today, I am meeting new people from video games. Recently, I got a laptop, and I had wanted one for many years. I finally got it. My friends invited me to a Discord server, which is an app where you talk to other people through text and calls. It had some of my friends and people that I did not know. They were all from my school, but I did not know if they would be my friends. We had fun playing games online together, and I'm so happy that I was able to play with and meet them. I find it funny how many people tell me how games are antisocial, but for me, it's quite the opposite. In fact, I am the most social while I am playing video games online with friends. Outside of school, chatting with friends online is the only real way I talk with them outside of my closest friends. Most of the friends I meet today are friends because I ask them if they like video games. With most of my friends now, a conversation starter is, "What games have you been playing recently?" Games are so important to us that calling someone bad at games is something we say to each other all of the time. Most of our best memories, jokes, and experiences come from games. Every year, my friends and I hang out on the last day of school. We usually stay up all night playing video games the entire time. My friend challenged my other friend to the game Just Dance. It was very childish, and most would call it stupid, but we had a very fun time goofing off. Video games have influenced my life so much, and I sometimes wonder how different my life would be without them. I would not have the same friends, interests, and personality. Games have brought me good times and happiness.